possible it is, you know?
Okay, yeah, let me grab John. We'll get the rate reduced. We'll do our best to make it fit for you. Hang on here.
This is something I have to decide right now.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Hi, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good, and you?
Good, good. It's been a busy Friday morning so far, but good problem, I guess. That means it's going to go by fast.
Right.
You were asking a question as she transferred the call over. I kind of missed it. I only caught the tail end of it.
Oh, God, I don't even remember what it was.
It was something about have to do it today?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just something I'd have to decide today.
Oh, well, I mean, nobody can twist your arm.
Right.
And I'm not gonna.
Pretty
much what happens is Google, we're a Google partner. We're not actually Google. Like, if you look up Local Splash and you look up Google Building One, we're right next to them. But what we do as a partner, when a spot opens up, they'll tell us like what industry and what area, and they'll also give us a list of the guys that they feel are qualified. And then my reps like Tara downstairs, they just call first come, first serve. So it's only available until we fill it with a roofing contractor, and then that spot goes to them. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yep. So if we start working with you, we're closing out the category. We can't work with any other competing companies in the area.
Okay.
I'm sure you can see a value in that.
So how much is it a month?
Let me see what I could do for you pricing-wise. There is a new in business credit that she asked me to apply. That's the main reason why I got on the line here. So let me just adjust this.
So I just signed up with Angie's.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
So.
Yeah, I know that is. It's expensive, huh?
I mean, it's only been a couple of days.
Okay. So. Well, I know how it is because I've been doing this for 12 years. Since, like, they used to be called Service Magic when I first started working here, and then they got shut down by the Federal Trade Commission, and then they rebranded as Home Advisor, and they bought Angie's List when Angie's List went bankrupt in 2017. Now it's Home Advisor by Angie. Yeah. Or Angie's Leads. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed it was a different name.
Yeah, it changed just because Angie's List doesn't actually exist anymore. They ran out of money, so Home Advisor capitalized on them. But what they do is, like, they put themselves on Google, so they do something like this. Like, if you look up roofers in your area, you'll see the top guys, and then just underneath it, it'll say, like, 10 best roofers on Home Advisor or 10 best roofers on Angie.com.
Yep.
And so they're paying Google to be on the first page of Google. And then if somebody clicks on that listing, they take the lead or like their information and then they sell it to you individually. But the leads will go to like three or four guys on that list of 10. It doesn't just go to you. And they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get it.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah. So a lot of times you're like paying a lead fee for something that doesn't necessarily turn into business. And if you're a roofer, you know, those leads could be like $100, sometimes more.
Yeah. No, yeah. I just paid $140-something for this lady to complain about somebody else. So.
Oh, okay. See, yeah. That's the common trend, though. It's and they try to hold those lead fees, you know. Like in the beginning, they might give you credit, and then after a while, they stop giving credits, and they're like, "Nah, you know the game, so we're charging you for every one of them, whether you get it or not." So, you know, with this, what we're doing is we're listing you independently on the first page, and that's what makes this so valuable, especially if you're going to compare it to a service like that. I mean, we're putting you in a position where people can just call you live off the first page. And then there's no lead fees, click fees, or call fees. So we effectively eliminated the saturation of the lead, and we've eliminated the lead fee. And we're just telling the community that you're top recommended. You know, we do all the Google verification.
Okay.
So that way they know you're legitimate, have you send in like license, insurance, everything you have, and then we put Google Verified on there so they know. And then we just let them take it from there. It's all on a flat monthly rate. So like the Roof Doctors and Main Pro Roofing, these guys are both on a platinum package. The platinum package is normally advertised at $499 per month. But with what you're telling me about just doing Home Advisor and being a new business, if you're willing to come on board with us today, month to month, I'll drop the rate down to just $299. And then I could lock you in at that rate. So that way it doesn't go up or change on you. And then I could also throw in a custom website design for you too at no extra cost. So that way we get you your website built. Don't want to have you be the only guy up there with no site.
Right, right. Yeah, I need to get on that.
Yep. And the Google verification is key because like you keep that Google business profile. Like right now you look up Next Gen Roofing, even if you type in Buxton, like you're not going to get anything. I know you've been in business for 3 years, so it's kind of like we should have got started on at least that like 3 years ago, but it's okay. I don't need to get up on it. Yeah. But it is important, you know, even if somebody hears about you through like a word of mouth chain or some other chain, they're going to want to be able to like pull up your Google listing, see your reviews, see that you're actually a real company.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Definitely helps. It's been the most profitable way for business owners to advertise for the last like 17 years. So, I mean, if we can't get you a consistent flow of exposure and job opportunities, then basically nobody can because everybody's using Google.
Yeah.
I noticed you have Facebook. Are you doing any kind of like Facebook ads?
I mean, I've tried here and there, but it's, Facebook ads don't work, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. It's one of those things you really got to kind of monitor the trends on that analytics system that they have, the Meta Analytics.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't monitor it or like you're all wrapped up on a job, then, you know, it gets kind of neglected, then it stops working. So it's like, yeah, it's one of those things you got to really stay on top of it.
It's just like a bunch of, I don't know.
Posting. They usually want you to post like bi-weekly.
Yeah.
And then there's messages and stuff. You gotta like respond to them. It's almost like Thumbtack. You gotta kind of have a communal conversation, or people will just throw up in there, like anybody in Maine, you know, or this area of Maine have, like know a roofer, and you gotta like jump into those, you know.
Yeah.
But, we have Meta certified technicians in-house that I can include, like, if you do the local listing with us at $299 month to month, I can include up to $100 of Facebook ads, and I can have them get in there and, you know, figure that out for you. Make sure it's working. Start generating some leads on Facebook too. That way you have multiple different avenues.
So for that price, that would just be like, if someone looks up local roofer, that means my name is going to be right up there.
Yeah, local roofer would just be one keyword. We list you for 15 keywords. And it covers up to a 40-mile radius. I don't know if you have the documentation to cross state line, but if you do, we can have you cross state line. If you don't, then we can have the cutoff be state line and then cover all the areas that we can up to 40 miles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty tempting.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Even if if it's something that you left later, which I don't think you will. I mean, especially comparing it to Home Advisor. I mean, it's night and day. They're like two totally different services. But even if you were to leave it, there's long-term benefits of having your own site, having yourself Google verified, you know. Obviously the immediate return on investment, but there are other things too, right? So I'm not done. So we do a directory submission. Our directory submissions include popular directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We also do other popular search engines just because Google is the most advanced form of verification. So like Bing, for example, they use Google's top three guys to recommend their top five on the Bing search engine. So you'll be on Bing as well as a top recommended option for your service area. And then they have Apple and Safari. And as well as Amazon Alexa voice search devices are also the three Google Places guys. That's who gets recommended to you through Amazon Alexa devices. So I leave those out sometimes because I don't think they're like a key selling point for this service. The major benefit to you is really that first page placement on Google. That's where like 85-90% of your calls are going to come from.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you are covered there too. So, I mean, you really shouldn't need anything else. We'd like to be like a one-stop shop for you. You got your site, you got your Facebook, got the first page placement on Google. There's even a tracking system too, that comes in the form of an app that you could download, and you can actually keep track of everything we're bringing in. You're a roofing contractor, and it's the peak time of the year, so it's like if the first 30 days, if we can nail down a job for you, I'm sure you'll be happy, but we'll probably be able to do more than that. And then obviously, you know, our goal is to work with you long term, not just for a month.
Yeah, I mean, even, you know, one job would pay for the advertising, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm interested.
Yeah, you'll love it. I mean, you'll love it. It's peak time of the year, too. Like, just in the last 30 days, and this is just for a roofing contractor, right? So in the last 30 days, within that 40 miles, and this is also considering crossing state lines, there's been 1,812 searches for a roofing contractor. So I'm not saying we're going to get you 1,812 phone calls. You know, people search like four or five times over sometimes before they pick somebody to actually call.
Okay, I hope not.
Yeah, that'd be a headache. But that is a
I'll
good
be on
number.
The phone up
there. Yeah, that is a good number. Like even if you cut it in half and then you're only able to get like 1% of that half, you know, that's like nine opportunities. But Google doesn't want me to like guarantee you a certain amount of opportunities because if I tell you you're going to get nine and you get like five, you're going to be like, he lied to me just to get me to sign up for it. So they don't want me to say that.
Well, as long as you can guarantee one.
I can't guarantee one. The only time they want us to say the word guarantee is Google guarantee. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah,
they're like,
I've seen Google guarantee.
Yeah, they're like, don't say guarantee unless you're talking about Google guarantee. They tell us all the time. Yeah. The only person who could really guarantee you anything is the homeowner that's actually considering hiring you for the job. That's the guy that's going to sign the check, you know? And
right, right.
Yeah. Anybody that tells you I guarantee you something that's not that homeowner is basically lying to you, you know, just to try to get
right.
you to do it, so. But again, you know, it is the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years. That's proven. You know, there's guys up there now that are very successful. They get calls on a regular basis. So, I mean, if it's that way for them, we level the playing field, I don't see how it'd be any different for you.
Yeah. The lady I was talking to before mentioned Karen Roofing was one of the number ones.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know him personally, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's got a little competition now.
Well, I ain't much competition to him, but.
Yeah, I know. He's been around for a long time. Like, they've been doing it 10 years, and they got like 156
yeah.
reviews. They've probably done like four times as many roofs as that, too. So they're probably in like the 500 to 1,000 range for roof jobs completed.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
But everybody's got to start somewhere.
Yeah, you've got four crews going all day, every day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's something you build up, though, you know? Like, people always, they make the mistake of, like, building the carriage before they have the horse to pull it, so to speak. Like, by all means,
right.
this is the horse that pulls it, you know? Like, when you start getting more jobs coming in, then you can hire people, you know what I mean? And then you have work to give them, and you'll keep them consistent, and they'll make consistent money, so they'll stay, and then you can actually grow it. But if you don't have that consistent
right.
flow of business, then it's tough. It's tough to hire anybody. Guys want to work.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, would you say it? I could get it for $299 instead of
$499. Yeah, it'll be exactly $299, and that'll cover the whole month all the way up until August 26th. You don't have any other charges.
And that's going to stay consistent?
Yeah, I'm going to lock you in at that rate, and we send you a service agreement, so you'll have everything in writing, and then you got to sign off on that as well.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to create the Google business profile on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to repeat it back to you. So 207-219-2818.
Yep.
Okay. And then, Mike, are you the sole owner?
Yep.
Okay. What's your last name?
Roberge. R-O-B-E-R-G-E.
Okay. R-O-B-E-R-G-E. Okay. I'm assuming Mike's short for Michael, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Traditional Hobby. Spelling.
Like the Bible? M-I-C-H. What is it? E-A-L?
A-E-L.
A-E-L. I always do that. One of my best friends' name is Mike, and I just call him Mike, but every time I have to spell his name, I mess it up like that, and he always has to correct me. Okay. All right, and then what's your business email address where I can send you everything in writing?
N-E-X-G-E-N @gmail.com.
Okay. Go ahead and save. All right, perfect. And then Google's going to send this pin in the mail. It's called a pin verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. And there's a five-digit number on the back of this pin. It's like a little postcard is what it looks like when it comes in the mail. But what's the street address that I could send that to?
104. Parker. Farm Road.
Got it. Buxton. 04093.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you have the option to either hide your business street address or have it displayed.
Is there any benefit of having it?
Not really. I mean, in your industry, you're going to them. They're not coming to you. So it's, it's
right.
Kind of, there's no point. Unless you have like a showroom or something and, would be kind of
weird.
I'd
rather people not know where I live.
Yeah, it's weird to have like a showroom as a roofer anyway, unless you have like equipment or like supplies like stockpiled somewhere. Like you could show them, hey, you want this
right.
Stockpile or that. But I'm imagining you're just buying supplies based on the job after you've already sealed the deal. You get like half up front and then just go get supplies, right?
Right.
Okay. Let me update. Save. I noticed the unit A on your address on another platform when I looked up your business name. So is it 104 Parker Farm Road A?
I mean, yeah, I guess it would, like, my mailbox address would be 104A.
Okay. Yeah, because they're mailing it to you. So I'll hide the street address, but I just want to make sure that's right so you get that pin.
Yeah, either way, I mean, it would come to me.
Okay. And do you have any, like, license, insurance, business registration, any of those three?
Yeah. Okay. I got insurance.
All three?
I can send in my certificate of insurance.
Okay, perfect. There's a form that you actually got to fill out anyway. It's called a Google verification form. But I just wanted to verify before I go any deeper that you have at least one of those.
Okay.
What's your hours of operation for the business?
I'll do 7 to 7.
7 to 7? Okay.
7 to 6.
7 to 6. Okay. Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. You could change it later if you'd like to. So I'm going to send you a text right now with my direct number and extension. So I can get these hours to save. And then anytime you want to make a change like that, you can just call in and we could swap it.
All right.
Yeah. Easy fixes. You say, hey, I want my Saturdays back, or just let me know, or just you make it by appointment only so they can call but don't actually expect you to work.
Yeah.
Okay. And then for the website, do you have like a logo yet or photos of maybe like a job that you guys completed in the past?
Yeah. I got a bunch of pictures I can send in.
Okay, here. I'm going to send you another text. This is just the email address for you to send everything in. And this way it doesn't get, like, pixelated or fuzzy in the process if you email it to us.
Okay.
So it should be pretty easy. It's just photos, and then it says at localsplash.com.
Yep.
All right, perfect. And then, okay, everything's looking good. So I have your account created. I put in the request for the domain name purchase for your site. And we want to interview you. So a client interview usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes. We do ask for an hour window to complete it. You're going to sit down with a technician, and they're basically going to go over, like, all the services you provide, the area that you cover, and then we're going to get started on your website. What would be the best time today to get the client interview done?
I don't know.
I have a 6 and a 7 in the afternoon if you're back this evening.
6 should be fine.
Yeah, it's like right before you get your Friday night started.
Yeah, right. I don't have a social life.
me either. I got 2 little boys, and I used to, though, like, you know, when I was younger in, like, my early 20s.
Yeah.
I'm 30 now, and it's like my buddies always come out, and I'm like, man, after work, and then these kids jumping on me for a couple hours, I'm good. I'm going to bed. I like going to bed early.
Right.
I do miss those days sometimes, though. I won't lie to you. Sometimes we have, like, a nice Saturday morning at the golf course, and then we get smashed. So that's always fun every now and then.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. All right. So I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this appointment between 6 and 7. We're going to text you 1 hour before, just as, like, a heads-up reminder. If anything changes where you can't make it, just let me know. I could reschedule it for Monday, but I really want to get that done before the weekend, because I can have them work on your site and still get that up and running over the weekend, you know. So,
okay.
Yeah, even if they're not in-house, I could still have them work on it. Then come Monday or Tuesday, we already got, like, the initial draft we could show you, and then any changes you want to make, it's just a part of it, part of the service.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299, Mike?
I get a card right here for you.
Okay. And does it say Next Gen Roofing on it, or is it just Michael Roberg?
Let me find. Yeah, I got one Next Gen Roofing on it.
Okay. Yeah, it's good to have the business account, because this is a business expense, so you will be able to write this off. And then,
yep.
Is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification letter to?
Yep.
All right, I'm ready for you.
4409-2910-2910.
0083-3800-3800. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
01/27.
And then 3-digit code on the back.
152.
Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you, because we have you on a discounted pricing structure. So this is going to outline the service agreement, and then we'll send this to you in writing. And you got to sign off on it. Now, as I'm walking you through this, Mike, if I say anything that you don't understand or if you don't agree, just stop me, okay? I could always, like, rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of payment with your business.
Okay.
All right. All right, so you're on a recorded line, Mike. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Next Gen Roofing.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Michael Roberge. I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Next Gen Roofing today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Mike, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Of course.
Okay. It's always good. You do have a tracking system. You'll probably get to a point where maybe you're missing some calls because you're, like, actively on a job. that's totally fine. But at the end of the day, we say like every 24 to 48 hours, make sure to check the tracking system because you can recover their information and follow up with them. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. We just don't want you to miss opportunities, especially when it's like our relationship with you is dependent on bringing jobs in. So,
right.
All right. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. We know everything you currently have. We're not saying that you got to cancel anything or that you can't do certain things. But what we don't want to do is like avoid. What we don't want to do is duplicate any online listings. We want to avoid that as much as possible, okay? So, like, you don't want to have two Facebook pages. We're not going to duplicate your Facebook page. We'll actually get access to it and run the ads through it. You get what I'm saying? So we don't want, like, any duplicates. We also don't want you paying for something that we're already doing for you. That would just be a waste of money. So if you're not sure, just double check.
Okay.
All right. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not bound to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's July 26th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. However, this is for a platinum package bundle. I've included a custom website designed for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with this package. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to automatically renew on the 26th day of each month in that discounted pricing structure of $299 indefinitely. So you'll keep that rate as long as you're with us. It says in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time since you're not binded to a contract. And there's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before that next billing is due or like before that 26th day so we can stop the automated billing cycle. And then it says,
right.
Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to process this payment. When it clears, you're going to get a series of 3 text messages. I'm going to hang on the line with you to make sure they all come through. These are also being sent to your email. One of them is an outline of the agreement in writing, or it's at least a link to the outline of the agreement in writing that you sign off on. The other one's going to be your Google verification form or a link to the Google verification form, and you got to fill that out. That's where you send in, like, your insurance information. It's pretty easy to fill out. I'll show it to you here in just a sec. And then the last one's going to be the username and password for your tracking system and app, so that way you can track everything.
Okay.
That app's very useful, too. You can request reviews when you finish jobs. Try not to forget that. Guys always seem to forget that. There'll be like 3 or 4 jobs in, and I'm like, hey, I noticed you completed some jobs. Why don't we have any reviews? Ah, I didn't send the message out, you know? Like, damn it.
Yeah. Right.
Especially when you're new, like, try to be super conscious about sending that out. I know it's like a simple thing. It's easy to forget with everything going on when you're on the job site, but once it's done, you know, before you guys drive off, send that to the homeowner.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So those should be coming through. Let me know when you get them.
Yeah, I just got them.
Okay. Perfect. So I just want to make sure you know what those look like. Those links, you got to fill them out. So there's 2 of them. One, you got to sign the subscription terms and then fill out that Google verification form. If you're ever having any questions, comments, or concerns about it, you have my direct number and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service. If you want to call in over the weekend, you just hit extension 1, and there's always a live operator available to help you.
Okay.
All right. Well, officially, I want to welcome you aboard. You know, so thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. I'll let you get back to your Friday. I feel like you're just getting started over there. I hear you working in the background, moving around. But look out for our phone call this afternoon between 6 and 7. If you don't answer the first time, I'll probably call you like 2 more times. I'll give it like 3 strikes, and then I'll send you a message, and we'll push it to Monday. But try to be available at 6, okay?
Yep.
All right. Sounds good, Mike. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Right, bye.